This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
I'm not a crook.
If you like your health care plan, you'll be able to keep your health care plan.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5.
Listening to Jim Paris Live, your source for the latest news on money, politics, prophecy, and preparedness. And now your host, the editor-in-chief of ChristianMoney.com and the author of more than 30 books, Jim Paris.
All right. Hello, everybody. Welcome to hour number two of the broadcast. And we've got a really interesting hour lined up for you here. We've got L.A. Marzulli, but this is going to be a little bit of a different interview. He's one of our top guests, most downloads, most views over on YouTube, all of that. And he's usually here to talk about Bible prophecy, UFOs, disclosure, all of those kinds of things. And he's going to get into that tonight as well. But he's here also to share with us his personal story. As we mentioned to you 2 or 3 weeks back, and we continue to remind you about his GoFundMe account and him losing his home in the fire in Southern California. And my wife has family in California, and she has family in Thousand Oaks, and they were evacuated during the fire. And some of these pictures were just unbelievable, where you would see a helicopter over a highway. And this is like an urban area, and you would see raging fire on both sides of this big concrete highway. This was not something out in the woods, because I know this is what people think. Oh, it was a forest fire. It was out in the woods. No, I mean, this was burning into the cities. They could have lost Pepperdine University. I mean, this fire was like something I don't think we've ever seen before anywhere in the United States. And our good friend L.A. Marzulli is here, and I know he was at a conference in Dallas and returned back to his home in the Malibu area and found nothing but ashes. L.A. Marzulli, good to have you with us, sir. So sorry for your loss, and we just wanted to get an update from you here.
Well, I really appreciate you having me on, Jim. Thanks so much.
Good to have you. So tell us the story. Have you ever had a fire before get near your home, or is this the first time? And then it seemed like it happened so fast, didn't it?
In 1985, the fire that came through, it was very similar to what happened just a few weeks ago. The Santa Anas were up 40 to 60 mile an hour gusts, and that thing came through like a freight train. The difference was I was home then. We didn't own the property then. My wife and I were in the what was a guest house that I built when I was 25 years old, wound up living in it, brought my bride back to that, and we were actively looking to buy up there. We were actually looking to buy an acre of land and build a house. This is 1985. So the fire came through. There was a fire truck parked in our driveway. The fireball that came over the house, I had a little workshop in the back that my landlord allowed me to build, and I built that. And when we came out after the fireball had passed, the house and the guest house were on fire. The little shop was nowhere to be seen. It was gone, nothing but ashes. Both houses were on fire, and we put the fires out. We had a fire hose. We all took turns working the hose. I actually held the hose, worked it, put some of the fire out, and handed it back to the some of the other guys that were there. It was unbelievable, and that's how we bought the property. We bought it from our friend who lived there, because he was building he had a 5-acre parcel above us, about 400 yards as the crow flies. And he wound up building a 5,000 square foot mansion up there. He had bought that property like years ago for nothing. I mean, just nothing.
So 30 years ago, you had this, and then we've got this recent fire. And you're actually, you weren't even home, that you were in Dallas, isn't that right?
We were in Dallas speaking at the John B. Wells conference, Operation Classified, and we knew that the house had burned. We knew with about 95% certainty that the house was gone. Everything was gone. We've been told that by one of the fire guys who was up there helping to put out some of the fires. But there were no fire trucks there. He was up there, like, you know, putting out flames and stuff with garden hoses and things like that. And he saved like three or four houses. Right next to us was a stand of oak trees, which had died in a drought. There were between 30 and 50 oak trees that were dead. All that was tinder. We didn't stand a chance. This thing came down and swept through. People told us the flames were 200 feet high. There's no way you can survive that. So thank God, in a way, we weren't home. I might have decided to stay and fight the fire, and I wouldn't be talking to you right now. But this thing came through. It obliterated 13 to 14 homes up in our little hamlet of Decker Canyon, our formerly undisclosed location. And, you know, I mean, when we got up there, we were in Dallas. I knew the house was burnt. I got up there and spoke and told the audience, look, we lost our house, but I know this, that God will bring good out of this, because that's what he does. And so far, that's exactly what he's done with our GoFundMe page. And people, the outpouring of love and support has been absolutely overwhelming and humbling. And we will not rebuild. We will move out of state. Already the insurance company is, you know, tap dancing around some things. We've hired an insurance adjuster because just from hearing the horror stories and the way the game is played, they try to drag you out, drag things out. You see, the problem is, even though you're insured, you got to pay the mortgage. And so now we're in a rented home for $3,000 a month in Thousand Oaks. Thank God we got in, because now there's bidding wars against these little homes that are like 50, 60 years old. There's bidding wars. And I just thank God we got into a house here. So we're safe and sound. We've already got a little makeshift studio up and running. Our edit suite and music suite is up and running. We've got new furniture. So the insurance company did pay us some for losses. But see, the big deal is we owe a lot on the property. And I want to set the record straight here, because there's a lot of nonsense out there. We bought the property in 1985, but closed it on a sweat equity deal in 1987. I worked for the previous owner for 2 years. I had a cabinet shop. So I made custom doors. We put in his hardwood floors, custom doors, archways, inlaid dovetails, all the custom cabinetry for his house. And it's like some of my best work was into that house. So we closed escrow in 1987. We bought the property for $190,000. $190,000. Today, it was recently appraised about 3 months ago at 1.6. We borrowed about $250,000 to do major upgrades, landscaping. But a lot of the work I did myself over 30 years. And so we owe a lot on the property. I'm not going to give you numbers, but we owe a lot. And so we're trying to figure out how much of this is actually going to be covered. What we're trying to do is pay off the mortgage, not rebuild, and sell the land in 2 or 3 years once the land heals itself a little bit and it gets green again. We had an ocean view from the top side. We had a big deck up there that I built, full-on kitchen that I built. I mean, it was paradise for us. And all that's gone. And look, I'll be 68 in a few days, okay? So if I was in my 40s, Jim, I'd probably go for it. But the building process in California is egregious, and it's not user-friendly, and it's against the homeowner. That and the Los Angeles County Building Department, as well as the Coastal Commission, will make the homeowner jump through hoops like you can't even imagine. And I've heard from a friend of ours who lost his home up there that what they're going to try to do is make you buy property for land credits. In other words, before you can build, you've got to spend a couple $100,000 on this parcel over here, buy it, and then dedicate it to the state. That's what's going on here. And of course, that's bribery. I mean, that's not bribery, it's extortion. Really.
Yeah. I love the fact that you are in Southern California. Sort of goes along with your name, L.A. L.A. Marzulli is in L.A., you know, that whole thing. But, I mean, obviously, you've been there long enough to see a major shift in the culture to where, yeah, honestly, a guy like you, a guy like me, you probably don't really fit in there as far as just culture really anymore. And I bet you there's some other places that around the country that would really embrace you, and you could live for 10 cents on the dollar compared to California. And we'll give you the website and how to contribute. I'll give you it right now, and then we'll give it to you again when we come back. lamarzulli.net, lamarzulli.net, and he'll be back with us. He's with us for the entire hour. Don't miss it. Stay tuned. Hi, this is radio talk show host Jim Paris, and if you are like me, you hate all of those monthly bills. Well, I reached the point about 3 years ago that I decided enough was enough, and I went to war with my personal stack of monthly bills. I canceled cable TV and legally connected my television to the internet, and now I get hundreds of free TV channels, and I don't pay for cable TV. I found a little-known way of getting free home phone service for life, and I discovered a totally legal way to opt out of Obamacare and cut my health insurance bill by more than 60% per year. If you want to learn more about my personal war on monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com. That's ChristianMoneyPlus.com. If you're just plain sick and tired of those monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the Smart BP app.
That's one.
Smart BP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
Smart BP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of Smart BP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. Smart BP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With Smart BP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. Smart BP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems, the smart blood pressure tracker.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, we are back. Our guest this hour is L.A. Marzulli, and his website is lamarzulli.net. Now, make sure you get the spelling correctly. It's L-A and then M-A-R-Z-U-L-L-I.net, lamarzulli.net. When you go to his website, right on the front page, it says the Marzulli Fire Relief Fund. There's two buttons where you can donate by way of PayPal, or you can donate by way of GoFundMe, either way. And then there's a lot more information there. And of course, all the normal information is there about his speaking engagements. There's a cruise coming up, a Caribbean cruise you can go on, all of his videos, all of his books. And now more than ever is a time you want to support him, whether it be a gift by way of one of those two options, GoFundMe or PayPal, or to pick up some of his great materials there as well, lamarzulli.net. And LA, I didn't want to put words in your mouth. We went right to the break, but I was just saying that I bet there's a lot of places you could live and you would fit in better as a fellow Christian, evangelical Christian, than in California, but maybe you liked being the salt and light there. And maybe that was part of why the Lord had you there. But I bet you there's a lot of other places you could live more cheaply than Southern California.
Well, you know, I've been there since 1974, and we moved up to the place that just burned down to the ground, and I moved up there in 1978. And we were married in 84. So, you know, I mean, I've been up there literally for 40 years. But it's time to go. The politics in California are completely left-wing and liberal, borderlining on communism. I mean, it really is. It's quasi-communist state. It pays the highest, or it has the high, some of the highest state taxes. It's upwards of 13%. It's the influx of immigrants from South America. It's got sanctuary cities. I mean, these are topics of conversation. I'm all for immigration, but the sanctuary cities I'm not for. The illegal immigrations, I'm not for. The MS-13 gangs in Los Angeles, I'm not for. And this is what California's become. It's really become a welfare state, where there was a bumper sticker that a friend of mine, I think, invented, actually. He said this, that a welfare should be as hard to get as a building permit. And he nailed it. The guy was in construction. Welfare should be as hard to get as a building permit.
That's a good line. I love that.
It really is. I mean, here's one guy that just goes in and gets right on the public teat, and here's another guy that's trying to hire people, build something, make something, you know, and he can't get it. It goes on for a year or two, and he has to jump through hoops and pay thousands and thousands of dollars to bureaucracy. I mean, it's just absurd. And I used to be a general contractor years and years and years ago, like in the 80s and even the 90s, before I started, you know, doing what I'm doing now. And shifted gears. And I got to tell you, I've experienced the building department. And people have no idea. It's like you're treated like a criminal because you want to do something on the land that you own and are paying taxes to. So, yeah, we feel like I'll be 68, like I said. If I was 40, I'd probably go for it. At 68, we're out of here. And we're going to take the monies that we've gleaned from people, the incredible donations, and want to take a minute and thank those of you who have given. Peggy and I really appreciate it. We're probably going to move in and around the Oklahoma City area. We're looking specifically near Edmond. Our good friend Bob Ulrich lives there. Gary Stearman lives there, and other people that we know. And we just feel like if we're there, we're in the center of the country. We can ship product out. We can fly easier. LAX is a nightmare. Folks have no idea what LAX is like. And we're so sick of the airport shuffle at LAX, you have no idea.
I read an article, LA, that Oklahoma has got some kind of a new program where they're actually paying people something like $10,000 to move there if you are a home-based person that works on the internet, that you get paid $10,000 like a grant just to move there. I read this in the last week.
Hey, send me the link. I'll check that out, because what we want to do is set up our operations there. I want to make it really clear that most of our product burn in the fire. What's interesting is we had product from John B. Wells' conference and product left over from the Atlantic conference. Both of those, all those boxes have been shipped to us, and we're sorting through them and seeing what we have. We have limited supplies of everything. The good news is that the Watchers 10 box set with the bonus DVD, we were completely out of those. So maybe a box got burnt in the fire, but we had reordered 1,000 copies, and that's coming in, I think, this week. The new film that I just finished called The Mysterious Mound Builders, that got shipped to us the day before Thanksgiving. As well,
say the
as,
title of that again. You got kind of pixelated there when you said that title.
Sorry, it's Mysterious Mound Builders. And
okay.
That is my new film, and I should come back on maybe in a couple of weeks. We can talk about that because, you know, we were supposed to start the PR on this, and obviously we haven't done any PR on it at all.
Well, I want to make sure people understand, too, that much like myself and a lot of us that are, you know, sort of bootstrapping, trying to, you know, do what we can do without having a lot of overhead, you work from your home. And
yes.
All your product was at your house. All of your,
correct.
Like when people see you on videos, you're doing that from your house. And I think for a while, your mother was even living with you too. Isn't that right?
Yeah. My mother, who was 94 when she passed away a year ago, September, lived with us for 3 years after my father died. We took her in and yeah. We loved her. I led her to the Lord about 60 days before she passed. And, you know, we did what we were supposed to do, but,
yeah.
I mean, the guest house that I built when I was 25 years old became, and we used to rent that out, but when my mom came to live with us, it was just, the house originally was 1700 square feet and we didn't add onto it. So we lived in a little bungalow, 1700 square foot bungalow. And then we had the guest house, which I built. So when my mom moved in with us, we put her in the back bedroom, and then we took our office, which was in the back bedroom, and we moved over to the guest house and set up the studio there, which many of my YouTube, you can see it coming to you from an undisclosed location deep in the heart of the Santa Monica Mountains. That was the studio. We got the cameras out. We got the computers and the standalone hard drives. We got no lights, no big monitors. Everything else burned. All of our inventory burned. So we lost, and all that's uninsured. So we lost, you know, tens of thousands of dollars in that. And, you know, some of it's just irreplaceable. I mean, I built waterfalls there over a period of years with my two hands. I mean, I can't go back and do that again.
Yeah, people don't realize, I mean, and you lose keepsakes like pictures
yeah.
and heirlooms and, you know, being a guy that you probably have a nice book collection like I do of theology books, you lose it all, right?
Yeah, huge collection. A lot of original books that were signed by authors. I lost all my stuff from my mentor, Dr. I.D.E. Thomas. I lost my honorary doctorate, my gold medallion from Chuck Missler. I mean, all that stuff. My Native American artifacts that Chief Joseph gave me and other people gave me. It's all gone. I mean, it's just completely obliterated by this fire, as well as two cars. You know, the cars were old. One was a 91 Roadster. The other one was a 92 300E. With, you know, a lot of miles on them, but they're great used cars. And if you take care of them, you can run them.
Yeah, they're still cars. We've got another break coming up here. What I'm going to do is we'll shift gears after the break, get into some of the latest on Bible prophecy, some of these just amazing world events that are happening. But we want to remind you as we go to break, the website is lamarzulli.net. If you'd like to make a donation to help him get back on his feet, lamarzulli.net. We'll be back.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. ProactiveMD.com and enter promo code RADIO. You heard right. ProactiveMD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to ProActive.com and enter promo code RADIO. Again, go to ProActive.com and enter promo code RADIO.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the Smart BP app.
That's one.
Smart BP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
Smart BP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of Smart BP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. Smart BP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With Smart BP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault, connect with Apple Watch, easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. Smart BP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems, the smart blood pressure tracker.
Listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, we are back. As we've been mentioning to you the last two or three weeks, our good friend L.A. Marzulli was one of the many victims of the horrible fires in Southern California. He's with us tonight talking about what happened. He lost his home, lost his cars, lost so many of the resources needed in his ministry, and it's very complicated. Some people would say, oh, well, he had insurance, so everything is fine. He'll just, you know, get a check in the mail in a few days and all will be good. It doesn't work like that. Not only is that going to take a long time for that to happen, there's a mortgage on the property, there's values to be determined. It's complicated. It's probably going to take as long as a contentious divorce to get it all worked out. I'm just saying, maybe like years before he gets this all resolved, folks. And so he's asking for your help. If you have been blessed by his books, by his ministry, what he's done, and we're saying this is one guy we could say, yes, give him your money. There's a lot of organizations, the money doesn't get to the person. This is going directly to L.A. Marzulli. You're not sending it off to the Red Cross, where a few pennies off the dollar actually go to the people that need it. This is going directly to L.A. Marzulli. So go to his website, lamarzulli.net, lamarzulli.net. All the information is there. L.A., one idea for a video for you maybe at some point, and I know you're huge on YouTube, maybe a video like what you learned by having your house burned down in terms of like the rest of us, what we can do to get the right insurance and the right amount of insurance and all these different, you know, you can get coverage to rebuild and coverage for current value versus the land is worth so much. It's not easy. And your bank is only interested in just covering their mortgage. They're not concerned about what you could lose in all of it. Isn't that right?
Well, yeah, exactly. What people don't understand, as I mentioned earlier, So the property 3 months ago was appraised, 4 months ago was appraised at 1.6. We bought it for $190,000. So, you know, mea culpa, I've never taken a vow of poverty. You know, we lucked out. The property is worth, you know, a lot more than what we bought it for. I get that. But, you know, from 1987 to 2018, so that's a number of years. So there's a lot of appreciation. All that's gone. All of our equity in the house is totally gone. There is no house, so there's no equity. So we lost a ton, hundreds of thousands of dollars of equity. It'd be like, you know, all of a sudden you the stock market goes up and you think, wow, I'm doing really good. And then it drops 500 points and you realize you're wiped out. Basically, that's what happened with us. So, you know, we're looking at, and you're right, we don't know how the insurance is going to play out. All the bank cares about is securing their money. They could care less about me. And the insurance adjuster, we've got, this guy's really good. And already, I mean, he's had the first letter, just the first contact he had with these people. It was contentious. And, you know, he forwarded me of a letter that he wrote back to them, you know, just saying, look, I came here with a spirit of cooperation and trying to make something happen. And you guys are already playing games. For instance, they said it would take 2 to 3 months to get an appraiser up to the property to look at the damage and appraise it. Well, my adjuster said, that's nonsense. I can get somebody up there in a week. What are you guys talking about? What are you smoking? So what they do, the game is played this way. And I will do a video on it when it's all done and tell people, because, you know, the insurance agent comes in and he says, well, you know, your house is worth this. If you have this much insurance, you'll be able to rebuild. What they don't tell you is it's not the way the game works. It's not how it's played. And we're finding that out now. So it hasn't played out. I'm not sure where it's going to go. But the fact that if it takes, let's say, the insurance agency 2 or 3 months to get an appraiser up there, well, I'm only good for 3 months leeway, grace period, with Chase. In fact, I've got to call my mortgage under Chase Manhattan and find out, well, okay, is this – how? Where are you taking this money from? Because I was just told that they took the money for the last payment from – our impound account. Well, that's not, there's no grace period there. You're taking it out of my impound account. So I'm trying to figure out, you know, what we're doing. And obviously, with 2 or 3 years to get a building permit, double mortgage, I'm paying rent here. And we do have a loss of use, let's say for $50,000. But at $3,000, do the math, that's a year and a half. But if I pay the mortgage with that, then it's much, much less. It's like 6 months.
Yeah, it's so complicated. And, you know, the thing that people don't understand is just, I mean, it's almost going to be like a part-time, maybe even close to a full-time job just to administer, like, you know, all of the paperwork and meeting. You got to meet the guy there who's going to do the assessment of it. Then they might, you know, need to come back and they might have documents from when you first bought it. All this stuff. I mean, it's just unbelievable what you're going to have to go through.
They make you jump through every hoop imaginable. It is unbelievable. I'm called to make films and write books and speak to people about what's coming down, what is here already, what we're looking at. And that's why, you know, look, I'm 68 years old. 12 years from now, I'll be 80 years old. I've got 12 years, maybe more, depending on if the Lord tarries and how long he allows me to live. And I want to make the greatest impact I possibly can for the kingdom. I'll give you a story real quick. We were at John B. Wells's conference. This is the conference where we found out that the house, we already knew we lost the house. So this guy comes up to me and he's wearing some New Age pendant. And I go, oh, you're a pagan, huh? And that took him right out of his shoes. It's like, what do you mean? I go, well, I can tell that you're a pagan. You don't know the Lord. He goes, yeah, well, I'm kind of looking at Jesus, but, you know, I'm really not sure all about this thing. And I said, well, do you know who he is? And he goes, no. And I go, if you don't know him, if you think you know him, but you don't know him, then you don't know him. And he was taken aback by that. And I said, look, here's the deal. If you don't know him, then you don't know him. It's real simple. If you think you know him, but you don't know him, then you don't know him. I let him have a Lord right on the spot. And this huge smile just spread across this guy's face like you wouldn't believe when he gave his life to the Lord. And I said, you know, it's like the God's got a plan. So here we are. We've just lost everything that we have in the world. And I'm leading some guy to the Lord.
Yeah, I mean, that's how the Lord works. And, you know, as much as, you know, our kids have moved out, we've got a 4-bedroom home. And my wife and I, we took several days over Thanksgiving to, like, collect up a bunch of stuff and like sell it on eBay. Like I've got 5 and 6 laptop computers. I mean, just stuff that you accumulate over the years. And, right. you know, it's just amazing what God can do. It's like we have all this, we're surrounded by all this technology and this the house that we have and all this stuff. But, you know, I mean, as long as you and your wife are safe and you got out of there, you know, God's already working, as you just pointed out. It's interesting you mentioned New Age, because I want to get into this with you as we shift gears here. And again, his website is lamarzulli.net for those that want to help with the GoFundMe account. I want to talk a little bit about New Age, because I know this is an area you're super familiar with, because here's something that I've noticed, and we have a guest coming on next week. His name is Stephen Bankars, and also the co-author on this book is Josh Peck. It's called The Second Coming of the New Age, and this is from Thomas Horn, the Defender Publishing. Yes. And I was just starting to read this book today, and it's so interesting because I'm following some of my friends on Facebook, and they're going to these seminars, and it, you know, I know Tony Robbins, I know him personally, and I think a lot of what he says is fine. It's like, get motivated, set goals, be passionate about what you're doing. All that's fine. But now these guys, these motivational guys, I'm not saying Tony Robbins, but there's a whole batch of them now that are getting into spiritualism, and they're talking about just weird stuff about your inner voices leading you and all this. And, you know, if they're not leading you to Christ, they're leading you somewhere else. And this is also creeping into the church, yes, this New Age stuff, isn't it?
Yeah. Look, I come from a New Age, and so I have a unique perspective, because I was with the guru. I did the Carlos Castaneda vision quests. I had spirit guides. I mean, I went through the whole nine yards from like basically 13 to 30. I mean, I was immersed in it. And then I gave my life to the Lord. That's 38 years ago. And things have changed. So my perspective is, you know, I've seen the Kundalini serpent spirit work. I've watched the Mahatma, which means a holy man, bilocate right in front of my eyes, 100 yards down the beach to Malibu.
We'll be back after this break. Our last segment, it's going to be about 10 minutes, so we'll continue talking about the New Age movement. Also, we'll shift gears and talk a little bit about UFOs and disclosure. His name is L.A. Marzulli, the website lamarzulli.net. We will be back. Hello, everybody. This is radio talk show host Jim Paris for freesurvivalgifts.com. If you're a survival buff like me and like to try out the latest survival gear and gadgets, then you're going to absolutely love freesurvivalgifts.com. At freesurvivalgifts.com, you will find a wide array of survival gear, books, and videos that are all 100% free. That's right, just pay your own shipping. Now, I know you're asking, why is all of this survival gear free? Well, the companies offering this gear are doing so as a way to promote their brand and introduce new products. Check it out today, freesurvivalgifts.com. Pick up one or more free survival items for you and your family. That website again is freesurvivalgifts.com. Check it out, freesurvivalgifts.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, we are back. Our guest this hour is L.A. Marzulli, and his website is lamarzulli.net. L.A., just before the break, you were talking about this resurgence of the New Age movement, which it's kind of like we forgot about it, but it's still out there. And what's really scary is how it's creeping into the church. So continue your thoughts on that. Is L.A. there?
Sorry, yeah. I mean,
oh, there we go. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I had my mic muted and I didn't realize it. But, you know, you have events like Burning Man. You know, someone sent me a clip on what's going on in Portland. It's just off the rails. People have abandoned Christianity. And the moment someone does that, and I say this with all due respect to other religions, everything goes right out the window. And that's what we see happening in this country. We see the Christian population shrinking. Let me just back up a little bit. There's in the new book I've written, and this will sound like a plug, but it's not. This is based on research. And I was wondering, we kept getting recent reports of Christians who were being abducted. And you and I may have talked about this. I don't know. That the new book is called UFO Disclosure, the 70-year cover-up exposed, because disclosure happened in 2017 on Tucker Carlson's show. And the church has a morbid propensity toward ambivalence when it comes to the UFO phenomenon. It just does. And we kept getting reports of Christians being abducted. And, of course, this was incredibly troubling to all of us that have been looking at this and walking with it and studying it for decades. And I felt the Spirit of a Living God lead me as to the reason. And I've been talking about this at conferences and did so at the last conference. We spoke at John B. Wells' Operation Classified. And I said, what people don't realize, the life is in the blood. And when Cain killed Abel, the Lord says, his blood crieth out to me from the ground. There are now 1 billion, with a B, 1 billion abortions since Roe v. Wade. Jim, it has changed the supernatural and spiritual atmosphere. It's a different ball game. Does that mean that when you pray, he doesn't hear? Yeah, but it's just like with Daniel, and that's my proof text. Daniel prays. It takes 21 days for the angel to get through because there's a principality that guards that area. And this goes back into Ephesians 6. How much more because abortion is a Luciferian satanic rite. It's a sacrifice, no matter how you slice it. And the reason why I know this, I talked to a pathologist who gave their life to the Lord when they were atheists, and they were pathologists, and they were in residency at a hospital. And one of the other pathologists says, "Well, this week is kind of a heavy week. We call it baby puzzles." And she said, "What do you mean?" And the woman says, "Well, you'll find out." And sure enough, this person was there, and they brought down these containers, and in these containers were the parts of aborted babies. And they were all torn apart limb from limb. And that's how abortions are taken. And they were immersed in this like blood and liquid type thing, and arms, legs. I mean, just, it's horrific. And she sent me the pictures. She became a Christian because of this. But this woman sent me the pictures, and I just used two of them at the conferences. And I chose the ones which are most tame compared to, I mean, some of the other ones will just, you just sit there and just break down and weep.
Have you seen the Gosnell movie?
I have not yet. That's because of with the fire. We have not seen it, but I want to see it.
And I left the movie about 2/3 of the way through bawling. My wife came out of the theater looking for me. She said, "What happened to you?" And I said, I can't watch it anymore. And there wasn't anything graphic in it, but just as the story progresses and you start realizing tens of thousands of babies killed and many of them born alive and then murdered later. Yeah. I just became emotionally just overwhelmed and I had to go outside and cry.
And that's how I was when I saw these pictures. I got sick to my stomach and horrified. But that's why I was banging this drum. People think that, you know, you watch some Christian TV programs and some guys yelling and screaming on stage and all this other nonsense. And I mean, I get that. Fine. Do what you're going to do. We are living, in my opinion, under a brass heaven. We can break through that with prayer and fasting and collectively coming together. But let me ask you something. In every church that you know of, how much corporate prayer is there? 10 seconds, 20 seconds?
Virtually none, probably.
Virtually none. And yet the church has a powerhouse. If we pray, he will work. If we don't, we will. The church doesn't corporately come together. We have, in Jesus' own words, we have a form of religion, but we deny its power. And we do so every week. We think we've got to present this program. People are hungry for the supernatural. Let's circle back into the New Age. This is why the New Age movement is on the rise, because our young people go to these seances or Ouija boards or shamans or whatever, or ayahuasca ceremonies, and they get something. They see something. They watch the supernatural. They go, "Wow, it's amazing." And then they go back to church and it's dead. And we don't have to be that way. Read the book of Acts. That's what the church should be. That's what we should be doing. But we have arguments about that in the body of Christ. Well, that all died out in the first century after the apostles died. Doesn't say that in the Bible. Nowhere does it say that. In fact, in Corinthians, Paul instructs us how to move in the gifts. And I've seen the gifts move. And I'm not talking about a bunch of people singing from a chandelier and barking like dogs. I've seen the gifts move. I've seen the presence of the Lord come down and manifest in a room, and people fall on their faces and eat carpet. That's what happens.
And the power of prayer, as you said, prayer is so powerful, but it's easy to do when it's easy not to do. And that's why I think sometimes it's easy to like let a day go by where you don't get down on your knees and actually pray. And that's a good word for tonight. And I wanted to shift before we run out of time and ask you, because I know you cover current events and all of that. And I was taken aback by the post on your blog with this picture that the president retweeted of all of these people, Obama and Clinton and Holder and Podesta and Mueller and Comey, all these people. And sort of the media went crazy when he tweeted that. Basically, what Trump is saying is, okay, you want a war? Let's get it on. Let's have a war. If you're going to come after me, and all, you know, go after people that, I mean, it's like this Manafort. You know, this is like stuff in his taxes before he even knew Trump, and they're like trying to tie it all to Trump. And so Trump's saying, let's get it on. And you've got a list of all these questions here, and I mean, Watergate was a scary time. I was a child during Watergate. I know you were older, but Nixon sort of went away quietly. That's not going to happen here, is it?
No, it's not. And that was a shot across the bow. You don't do that. You don't take a tweet like this and have someone draw it up to you and then put that tweet out as the president of the United States. That is a shot across the bow. Tomorrow, Monday, and this is what is amazing, Hannity has been following this. And on the Hannity show, they talked about the sealed indictments. They talked about everything that might come down tomorrow. I will be watching this like a hawk because the deep state has controlled this country for decades since the JFK assassination. And what we see with Comey and Mueller and the whole crew leading right up to the White House and the DNC and the FISA courts and the bogus Steele dossier, all of this is manufactured by the DNC, the Seth Rich murder, which the Republicans don't have the chutzpah to go after because that was probably a hit. Yeah, MS-13. So members, why were the two murderers then killed a day later? I mean, something's going on here. And what's interesting, over the weekend, the Clinton whistleblower was raided by the FBI. All this is coming down. The FBI, the rank and file, are the rank and file. But some people at the top are going to come down on this. And that's why Trump, that is a shot across the bow. And he wouldn't have done it unless the ducks are in line. And the new attorney general, Rosenstein's now off the case. And I predict that when this thing finally breaks, we will see the level of corruption in government that will turn America upside down.
And who knows how dark and deep it gets. I mean, I've heard stories about like pedophilia in Washington, D.C. I've heard stories about Satanism. I've heard stories about financial corruption that would blow your mind, about like laundering money through relatives and shell corporations. And, it's not what people think it is there.
No, it's not. And when this, look, let me ask you something. Why would Podesta go to a spirit cooking ceremony? I mean, this woman, when we were in Italy this summer, we were filming there, all these megalithic sites. And the woman, Abramovich, was on the front side.
And L.A., we're losing you, and we're right out of time, but I'm with you. Podesta, spirit cooking, Satanism, it's all connected. Some big days ahead, folks. Thanks to our friend L.A. Marzulli, his website, lamarzulli.net. If it's Sunday night, it's Jim Paris Live. Talk to you next week. Hi, this is radio talk show host Jim Paris. And if you are like me, you hate all of those monthly bills. Well, I reached the point about 3 years ago that I decided enough was enough, and I went to war with my personal stack of monthly bills. I canceled cable TV and legally connected my television to the internet, and now I get hundreds of free TV channels, and I don't pay for cable TV. I found a little-known way of getting free home phone service for life, and I discovered a totally legal way to opt out of Obamacare and cut my health insurance bill by more than 60% per year. If you want to learn more about my personal war on monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com. That's ChristianMoneyPlus.com. If you're just plain sick and tired of those monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.